Well, an update now on the effort to remove all the rest of the giant pieces of Baltimore's Key Bridge from the bottom of the Patapsco River. Now, you'll remember it's been 2 months now since a huge container ship slammed into the bridge, causing most of it to collapse into the water. Six construction workers were killed. And crews have been working since last week using specialized cranes to pull out of the bridge, that pull pieces out of the bridge that weigh about 500 tons apiece, as the effort continues to try to reopen the channel to all commercial ships.
Well, joining us live right now to talk about how things are going is Colonel Este Pinchason. She is the Baltimore District Commander for the Army Corps of Engineers. Good to have you back on, Colonel. Crews have been really busy the last few days. Please tell us what's happening with getting those giant pieces of the bridge from the bottom of the river.
Well, good afternoon, Ann, Sean. Great to be here with you. They've been making great progress. We're down to one big piece of truss that you can see that's left in the water. What you were able to see after the dolly left was the remainder of that one span that was laying on top of the dolly. Ever since the dolly departed, you were only able to see about a third of what was above the surface. And they've since then removed two of the three large sections of that truss, and we're down to the last one, which will hopefully be done today.
Colonel, remind us again why it's so important for all the wreckage and all the pieces of that bridge, despite the size, be removed before the full shipping channel can reopen.
So just to remind everybody, once we opened a limited access channel, at first we opened it at 300 feet wide and 35 feet deep. We're now at 400 feet wide and 50 feet deep. With that depth and width, we're able to bring in any vessel that used to call in the Port of Baltimore. But we want to get it all the way out to 700 feet and down to full 50 feet deep all the way across, so that if we did need two-way traffic, we'd be able to support that. What you're talking about, Sean, is that even after we get down to 50 feet of depth, we're still going to have some equipment out there pulling wreckage from the bottom of the riverbed. There are steel that's below the mudline that is down below the surface of the riverbed that we don't want to leave behind, so that when we come through with our regular maintenance dredging that Baltimore District maintains now for about 107 years, we want to make sure that nothing is left behind.
Colonel, explain for us what June 8th to June 10th is about. That's a key date for the recovery and all of this.
We're hoping that, I think it's not even just hoping anymore. We're fairly certain that we will have that Fort McHenry channel, that main shipping channel, completely cleared 700 feet across and 50 feet deep, restoring it to its original dimensions for safe navigation, removing all hazards navigation at that depth. But like I said, we'll still have some more work to do to make sure that nothing is left behind.
And once that full shipping channel reopens, what will be the role of your crew when it comes to the cleanup at the site?
Well, once we remove everything that's below the mudline, we'll be continuing to maintain the federal navigation channels in and out of the Port of Baltimore. Baltimore District maintains about 90 federal channels in and around this area, all the way through in the Chesapeake Bay area. We maintain those year-round. I don't know that people realize that all the time, but we will be dredging this channel for any of the shoaling that accumulated over the last 3 years. The last time we dredged it was in fiscal year 22, and we'll be dredging it in fiscal year 25, which is almost right around the corner.
Colonel, in our last question here, just about two months has now passed since the tragedy happened and since the collapse of most of the Key Bridge. How surprised are you that everything is able to be done as quickly as it has been?
I didn't know what to expect at first because I've never worked on salvage operations. So I really was relying on our experts, which thank God we brought them in from the Navy Supervisor of Salvage and then our salvage industry partners. For me, the biggest achievement and the greatest accomplishment, not just for me, for the whole team, was recovering our six Marylanders, those six construction workers, and returning them to their families. I am so thankful that we were able to do that and to continue to make progress at this pace with everyone working safely, no injuries. To me, that's really the greatest accomplishment. So hats off to that whole team.